The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, Christina Leavenworth with Levin Rinke Realty.
You got to get up every morning with a smile on your face and show the world all the love in your heart. Then people gonna treat you better. You're gonna find, yes you will, that you're beautiful as you feel.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Welcome back to Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. And you know what? You're as beautiful as you feel, but some people walk into the room and they just light it up. And that's who I have in the studio this morning, Christina Leavenworth, always beautiful with a big smile on her face. And as a realtor, always here to help you find your way.
Absolutely. Good morning. Or is it good afternoon now?
Almost. Not quite. It's 10. Almost. Feels like afternoon.
Yes, yes.
10:30. Because she's usually here first thing in the morning. So this is a little later
yes,
for you, right?
It feels strange. I'm an early bird.
Yes.
I'm up most days at 4:30 in the morning.
Oh, girl.
Oh, you have to, though, like to have a few hours before the rest of the world is up to get stuff done, mm-hmm. have your me time. But, yeah, that's why I'm like, this is afternoon. Now I'm ready for lunch.
Dinner snack.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, and we were just talking about how this is kind of an odd week. Everybody's
it
so
is.
Busy getting back into the routines. Not just school, but even the after-school stuff.
100%.
That's the one that gets you.
You know, when summer ends. And now that I'm a mom, before I was a mom, you just don't get it.
Right.
You're like, okay, it's just another day.
Right.
Now that I'm a mom, it's not just, oh, our little babies are going to school. We're going to miss them.
Oh, no.
It is, okay, like just all the organization, how your calendar all of a sudden has 10 times as much stuff on it.
Oh,
because
yeah.
It's the travel, soccer, it's the gymnastics, and just coordinating all those things. So a lot of parents, this is a transition week.
Mm-hmm.
I've had a few people that want to sell their home, and they're like, I don't think we should do it this week. And I said, I would agree. I'm like, let's go ahead and list it after Labor Day.
Get it ready. Get it ready for listing.
Yes, we're getting it ready. We're actually doing the photos now.
Oh, smart.
We're doing that. And I said, let's go ahead and just list it right after Labor Day. Because mm-hmm. you have these couple of weeks, and some people go on vacations on Labor Day, and then we see it start to pick up again.
Yeah, no, that makes a lot of sense.
But then I have other homes that have gone under contract. I've had some buyers buy, but they're not in that crazy soccer mom life.
Mm-hmm.
It's a single guy. Getting a new construction, getting it at a great rate, $12,000 toward closing costs, 5.5% interest
rate.
Oh, that
is great.
So there's a lot of good deals out there. So if you are wanting to buy new construction, call us first because we're able, oh, he's getting a washer dryer, he's getting blinds, he's getting a fridge. It's all vinyl plank throughout. So
nice.
We can get some really good deals for people.
Okay, well, we're talking this morning with Christina Leavenworth with the Leavenworth team at Levin Rinke Realty. And this is Pep Talk, which means it's the Pensacola Expert Panel. She is one of our best experts around on real estate, the market, especially the Pensacola area market. So do text in with a question at 850-437-1620.
Please do. It's a rainy day.
Yeah,
it's a good time
let's
to start
chat.
Thinking about. I'm sure people are on Zillow looking around on
mm-hmm.
a rainy day. This is actually a fun fact. Wednesdays are the best day to list your home.
Really?
So
why is that? That's interesting.
I would think
Monday would be.
So I saw a study on it. It was some article like by Redfin or Zillow. Being a former journalist, I don't know how accurate it is, but some people put some thought into it. And I think, you know, you get through the weekend, then you're back at work. Monday and Tuesday, you're swamped. You're catching up.
That's
and by Wednesday, you're like, let me look around. I feel caught up. And then you start making plans for your weekend.
Mm-hmm.
So, hey, you know, maybe we do want to go look at houses. So we always try to do photos on a Monday, and it takes around 24 to 48 hours to get them back. And then we list on a Wednesday, and then we have an open house planned on a Saturday or Sunday.
Smart.
So we do, that's our process. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so Wednesdays, again, you might be sitting there right now being like, now that I think about it, I do start, you know, looking around or whatever mm-hmm. it is. It's like, you know, you start to feel caught up, I think, because then you get to Thursday and it's like, oh my gosh, it's the weekend. And then it's
Monday.
Gotta
get this done. Yeah, you got that little routine every week. So it's so interesting because the market right now, I guess it's kind of an interesting time because it is August. We're at the end of the school year, but a lot of folks are moving right
people
now, right?
Are
a lot of transfers happening, a lot of military coming in and out.
I have a lot of just people
locally.
It's not
a stagnant market
by any
means.
I have people locally. Mm-hmm. And yes, they are sitting on a good interest rate, but their life has changed.
Right.
And they're going, you know what? I want my kids to be zoned for certain schools. I'm going to go ahead and make this move. I know I've gained some equity on my house. Let's go ahead and do it. The right time to move is when it's right for you.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, I truly believe that. No one can time the market. If you would have bought, if you would have sold in 2021, you would have also be paying, you know, top prices for your next home. So it goes both ways. So, and then we have ways to get interest rates down to help finagle that for you. Mm-hmm. Are they going to be 3%? No, that was a unicorn, but I think we can get them in the fives for you. We can certainly get them in the fives. If there's a will, there's a way. Mm-hmm. So we have plenty of people that are like, you know what? Life is short. Date the rate, marry the house.
Oh, I like that. Yeah. Okay, another slogan.
Yes, yes.
I like that one. Talking with Christina Leavenworth. So if someone is just starting this process on either side, that's the first time they're buying a home or selling a home, how do they reach you? And take us through the steps. How would you approach someone that's never done this before?
So it depends if you're selling or if you're buying. So if you're selling, you've at least gone through the buying process, I would think.
Right.
Unless, you know, you inherited the home or something like that. Yeah. So the first step is just to give us a call. And we're going to take our time and talk to you, ask a lot of questions, really understand where you're at, your goals, and how we can help you.
Is there a fee with that initial
consultation? No. It's 100%.
You've got to ask these days.
No, you're right. It's 100% free. Mm-hmm. We just sit down with you and get to know you. And if it's not a good idea, we're going to tell you. We're going to be honest with you and say, I don't know, that sounds really stressful for you right now. You just had your kids go back to school. Why don't we wait a couple months?
Right.
Or we'll say, okay, you have 3 dogs in the home. You don't have a way to get them out for showings. Let's come up with a plan. Mm-hmm. So we're always like looking at plans and just talking with us. And the number is 850-378-1260. And call and someone on my team, everyone on my team, they're full-time agents. They are passionate about real estate. They are real estate geeks where they geek out on it. And what we really love to do, if possible, is just to sit down with you. Trying to, like, if you want something in 5 minutes, anything, if you're trying to get, it's not going to be great.
Right.
So trying to set up a time to have coffee or come to our office for a meeting and just talk about it. If you're selling your house, we typically like to just come on over there.
Sure.
That's going to be the best thing.
Get a good look at it.
Yeah.
See what needs to be done.
Yeah,
to get
let
ready
us
for
see
sale
it.
And photos.
And then that way we can really evaluate and say, hey, here's what it's worth. Here's a good plan for you. Mm-hmm.
So how many people are on your team?
So it's myself plus 5 others.
That's a lot. Yeah. That's a lot of folks.
Well, honestly, there's some teams that are like 20 or 30 people.
Well, true.
Yeah, so honestly, ours is just tiny but mighty. And like again, the requirement is that you're full-time, mm-hmm. that you're constantly seeking to learn and to get more education. We have team meetings where we go over everything happening in the market. And we brainstorm like, hey, okay, I have this buyer. Here's something they're dealing with. Do you have any ideas? And going, oh, you know what? Hey, maybe if they go this. It really is solving a puzzle. Often, whether you're selling a house or buying a house, like trying to find those outside the box solutions, mm-hmm. whether you're a buyer or seller. So we're all coming to the table. So you have an entire team working for you, not just one person.
Right. Well, okay. We got a text that just came in. Hi, I bought a condo about a year ago and it looks like we're just not happy here. Now what? Help. Buyer's remorse, I guess, is
yes.
what that is.
Talk to
is
us.
A turn around after such a short time because you don't have any equity in the new place, really.
You likely don't have much equity.
Right.
So that might just be a tough conversation that, mm-hmm. you know, how unhappy are you? Is it where it's like, we're going to stick this out and mm-hmm. stay here for a couple more years and gain some equity? Or, you know what, we learned an expensive lesson that this wasn't right for us. Or maybe you rent it out. That might be an option.
Oh, that's a thought. Yeah.
Different ideas like that. So we'd love to sit with you and help you out and really help pinpoint, you know, what you don't like about it and try to help you figure out a better solution.
Okay, great. So thanks for sending that in. If you have a question, anything goes, 850-437-1620. So as we get ready, one of the things y'all do so well is get a home ready for sale. Talk a bit about that, because this probably would be the time to do that if you wanted to wait till the first of the year to actually put it on the market. You could actually
100%
start that prep now, right?
Yeah. So one of the biggest things I think is paint. Mm-hmm. Depending if your paint is in pristine condition, great. But a lot of people, after you've lived in a home 7-8 years, it probably could use a refresh.
With kids, how about 7 to 8 months?
Yes, absolutely. So a refresh, or maybe that color was outdated.
Right.
So we'll come in and help with that. And even like we're listing a home soon in East Hill, the cabinets are just like in really rough shape. Mm. You don't need to replace your cabinets. We're just going to get them painted.
Okay.
That's all you need to do. Some people think it's going to be a whole big thing. It's like, no, we're going to get someone just to make the cabinets, put a little bit of lipstick on it so it looks good. Because at a high price point, you don't want to have scuffed up cabinets.
Right, of course.
That sort of
and
thing.
And the new owner may want to replace them anyway.
They might want to do that. But typically, painting cabinets is around $400 or $500 if you pay a professional to do it.
Well, that's a lot cheaper than replacing
them. And there's just so many different ways you can do things. Even if you're seeing like a problem with your countertops, like we have contractors that can help with all sorts of things.
What are your thoughts about appliances and washer, dryer, dishwasher, stoves, the refrigerator? Because if it's been in the house a long time and it's not as current, do you recommend replacing them and putting new appliances
it
in?
It depends. Or? If it is completely rusty and doesn't work and it smells.
You're still using ice cube trays.
Yes. Well, I mean, ice cube trays are actually okay. But things like that, then no. But if it's clean and in good condition, we typically say it's no problem. So per the contract, the washer dryer doesn't convey anyway. The dishwasher does. The fridge does. There's a list of different things that do. So we go over that with them. Most of the time, that is not something we're recommending unless it's in really bad shape. Because most people can see beyond that.
Right.
I mean, if there's like a white fridge versus a stainless steel, it's fine.
Yeah.
It's fine.
Yeah. Okay.
So we like to keep as much money in people's pockets as possible.
Okay,
that's the goal.
I like hearing that.
Yeah. And honestly, like if it's not going to give you a good return on your investment, there's no point in doing it.
Exactly.
But I think paint is one of the biggest, paint and a deep clean are two of the biggest things you, and some light landscaping in the front, just some pretty little plants to add a little curb appeal. Those are the biggest things you can do to get the most bang for your buck.
What about flooring?
Flooring, it depends. If you're
carpet or no.
If the carpet's in good shape, it's okay. But again, it's all about what type of shape it's in. So if it has dog pee on it and it's frayed all over, then
and worn down.
Then we have conversations about that and get quotes to help them do it. And it's not as bad as people think.
Okay. Well, on the other end of things, when I'm coming in and I'm during that first walk through a house, tell me what should I be looking for? I know as my realtor, you're walking me through, you're going to be pointing out things, but are there things that I should look for that might be red flags that I should be aware of, or am I just looking because of how it feels?
You do want to look and see how it feels. That is important. Can you live here? Think about your family. What type of life do you like? Do you like it where your kitchen is a little bit more closed off? So it can get a little messy and you don't see it from the living room. Different things like that. So that's an important thing. But look up, look at the ceilings, because if there's any sort of roof leak or anything like that, that's something you'll see. We look at that, just real discoloration, like mold, that sort of thing. And we're looking around as well at the same time. The biggest thing, the home inspectors are going to find most of it.
Right.
Because we're not getting on top of the roof. We're not getting in the attic. I am not a qualified electrician. We're not doing that sort of stuff. But like if you're noticing like lots of things are broken, like you go to turn on a light, that's not working. And then you try to put the sink on, that's not, like there's something weird there and water spraying out somewhere. It might indicate deferred maintenance for the rest of the home.
So which things tells like that. You that maybe the homeowner hasn't really taken good care of it over the years. So there might be some things. But then when you come into a home that looks very clean and taken care of, that says something, right?
Yeah. And also, like, if you see any sort of water lines on the walls or discoloration, things like that might indicate there was flooding. Different things like that, or a lot of standing water after a day like today.
Right.
Seeing that. So we look at all those things. And honestly, we rely heavily on our really great home inspectors. They're the professionals there. We stay in our lane. And I tell people that all the time. Like, I am not going to start making assumptions about things. Let's talk to the inspector. And then once he has this thing, let's talk to a licensed electrician or licensed roofer. When we have the photographers come, we get it staged and then we leave because we stay in our lane. We let them take their photos. I'm not going to stand behind them and micromanage because they do a really great job.
They're professionals.
They're professionals. And we have the best of the best. And that honestly is the secret sauce. Having those connections where you can say, hey, I need photos tomorrow. Like they are in a bind. You know, like electrical. Hey, I need you out here because I have this relationship. So the relationships are huge.
Okay. We just got another text in mentioning the flooding. How do you find out if a home has been damaged, if it's been painted over, looks nice now, but had something catastrophic happen to it in recent years?
This is a great question because Florida now has a flood disclosure. So this is a brand
new
thing.
Right?
Yeah, it's brand new within the past year. So it says, hey, I've ever filed a claim or it's ever flooded. If it happened before that owner had it and didn't know, that might be tough. There might be some sort of insurance things where maybe they could see it. Or if you pulled permits, being like, okay, man, why was all this stuff done in this year?
Right.
If you see like, okay, I was 2004, 2005, and you're like, okay, new electrical, like all these new permits.
Mm-hmm.
So that might be like, okay, maybe it got in somewhere. But it's supposed to be disclosed.
Okay.
It's supposed to be disclosed. If it's not disclosed, then you might have a potential lawsuit on your hands.
Oh, gosh. Okay. Very good. Yeah. I guess that's good for the seller to know as well.
Oh, yes. We always educate them, like, disclose, disclose, disclose.
Mm-hmm.
It's better for somebody to know than you to be dealing with this later. Let's say you had termites. It's not a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
We had termites. It was appropriately remediated by so-and-so termite, all fixed and good to go.
Okay.
And that doesn't scare me. Oh, you had mold. Da-da-da-da-da. It's been remediated. Just put it out there.
Right.
Rather than your neighbor coming by afterward saying, oh, did you hear about those termites and mold they had?
Oh,
and
gosh.
Then they call their friendly attorney and then... the attorneys can get into the nitty-gritty whether it was if it broke disclosure law or not, but you still have to like deal with that.
Oh,
so
that
we would always just rather over-disclose than not.
Safe than sorry.
Yes, absolutely. And we tell them that all the time. So yeah, so as far as that, and if the agent has knowledge of it, they have to disclose it.
Interesting.
So if they were if the seller told me in passing, "Oh yeah, like the owner 2 times ago like told me it flooded pretty bad." Then now I know and I have to go, okay, and I would put it in a disclosure saying current seller does not have any knowledge beyond hearsay, but was told that it flooded after Ivan and X amount got into the garage.
Right.
Or something like that. Just so they know.
Okay, very interesting. Great questions coming in. 850-437-1620. So anything that we haven't talked about this morning that's been on your mind or things that trends that you're seeing now?
Well, the Hometown Heroes money is coming back. That has been like kind of up and down.
What is that?
That is where you get money from the state toward your down payment assistance.
Nice.
And it is an interest-free loan. So at the end, whenever you sell your home, it'll have to be paid back, but it gets you into a home now. We're still finding out what interest rates are going to be and all that stuff. And the money goes kind of quickly, but that's a good way
how
to get
you,
into a home.
How
you call
do you
qualify?
Me. I was you call say, how me. Do you qualify
you
for
call
that?
Me. And we'll get you hooked up with a lender. So there's different criteria and it's all still coming out. When this first happened, it was only if you were like a first responder
that's what I thought.
Or in the medical field. Then they opened it up to everybody. And now I think it's still open to everybody, but we're still getting details on that.
Interesting. Okay. Okay, that's
which is
great.
Yeah. So that's great news. And then there's also these like hurricane hardening grants out there where the government will give you a subsidy if you're going to add like hurricane clips or if you're going to get some sort of shutters and spend the money on it. There's money to offset that.
Is that Florida Safe Homes?
Yes,
correct?
Florida Safe Homes. So that's another idea. So there's all sorts of programs out there to help save you money and make your home stronger.
Yeah, well, definitely take advantage because that's happening now.
Yes,
the Florida Safe Homes.
Yes.
And you can go to their website.
Yes.
See if you qualify and find out what they'll help you with.
Exactly.
It makes a big difference on your insurance, too.
It really does. So we have a home that we did not have hurricane clips, and then we added hurricane clips. It cost us $1,800. The insurance prior was $7,700 a year.
Mm-hmm.
Once we added the hurricane clips, it went down to $3,700 a year.
Wow,
so
almost half.
I'm saving, like, just with that $1,800. Like, I'm recouping my money that first year.
That's
which
fantastic.
Is huge.
Yeah.
So things like that. So and they go back and forth. So my insurance guy recently was like, putting the shutters on is the biggest bang for the buck. And then on this property, he goes, actually, the clips are what is giving you the most bang for your buck. You'll save a couple hundred more if you put the shutters on. But we decided not to do it because it was too pricey.
Right.
But I was like, oh, okay, if I can... you know, make my insurance go in half, I'll spend $1,800.
Sure. Yeah. So, that's remarkable.
Yeah. So there's all sorts of things. You need to know this stuff though,
because
otherwise you just think you're stuck with what you got.
Right. Right. So that's why you call Christina Leavenworth at Leavenworth Realty and with the Leavenworth team. Give them your numbers again and your website too.
Yes. 850-378-1260. And it's bestrealtorsinpensacola.com. But honestly, if you just Google Christina Leavenworth, we come right up because I don't want you to go to like some like copycat site or something.
Right.
Like, yeah.
Right.
So if you just Google Christina Leavenworth, we come straight up on Google and our number's there and We love talking ahead of time to mm-hmm. really get you prepared. That's the goal.
Well, one of the nice things too about what we do here at Pep Talk is we take this actual interview and we put it on our website at newsradio923.com. So you click there, click on podcast, click on expert panel. You'll see Christina's picture come up with the Leavenworth team. Then you can hear every interview she's ever done in this show over the years.
Yeah.
So you can go back, and we usually put the topics in, and they might be this week we'll be talking about selling or buying or different things. And you can actually go back in and take notes from things that were said a month ago.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And again, if you have any questions, because things pop up all the time.
Oh, yes. Everything's changing, it feels
Everything
like.
Changes. And that's what makes a good realtor, is we stay on top of it. If you don't, I mean, you're going to be left behind, and you're going to be putting people at risk.
Mm-hmm.
If you're not on top of it, when this is their biggest purchase or biggest sale in their life,
right,
and you're not like up to date on new insurance codes, you're not up to date on all this stuff, and let's say you have a buyer and you don't know that insurance companies don't like water heaters more than 15 years old, it can cause lots of problems, and then mm-hmm. you're stuck. You're maybe paying two payments. Like, there's so many things that can go wrong financially,
right,
if you don't have someone that is preparing you.
Okay, we've got another question that just came in, and it says, is there a particular area in Pensacola that's hot right now?
Oh, goodness.
I don't know. I'm not sure what hot means, but I'm guessing is a nice area.
Yeah.
Lots of homes for sale, or lots of homes
like
that are
hot, like things are still moving pretty mm-hmm. quickly. It depends. It's weird right now
mm-hmm.
because East Hill has always been an attractive area. But then with the insurance rates and whatnot, it's very strange, because sometimes we're seeing things move in a couple days really fast. And we're
right.
like, we didn't expect that. And then other times we are like, oh, this is going to sell fast.
Mm.
And then it sits for a little while.
Mm-hmm.
We are seeing like the new construction with those deals. When you're if you're doing like government financing, which is like FHA, VA, USDA, they can get you interest rates in the fours, and then they're paying all your closing costs. Then we get you some hometown hero money to do your down payment. And so like you can get in for $0 and get a nice house, which is cheaper than your rent.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, hot areas, I mean, like Gulf Breeze proper, still waterfront properties
right.
are very attractive.
Still.
The key is buyers are a lot more selective right now. If they walk in and they're thinking, I'm going to have to do all this work,
mm-hmm.
and they feel the price doesn't justify it, they're not making an offer. And people will say like, well, why aren't they just like throwing something out there? Because there's so many others that they can look at where they don't have to feel like they're offended. No one wants to come in with a low offer.
Right.
No one does. They're like, no, it seems like they're just not reasonable. That's mm-hmm. what we hear all the time. They go, yeah, it just seems like the price is too high. They want more than what I want to pay. So they don't like it enough to come in and do a low offer because there's other homes they like more that requires less work.
Mm-hmm.
So we see that all the time.
Interesting.
But homes that are beautiful, ready to go, they sell.
Okay.
And you got to call me because I can
yes.
do it.
All right,
850-378-1260.
Okay, and your website again?
My bestrealtorsinpensacola.com or just Google Christina Leavenworth.
All right, thanks so much for being here this morning. Christina Leavenworth with the Leavenworth team at Leavenrinke Realty. She's always available to you for your buying and selling needs, and she is one of our experts. This is Pensacola Expert Panel. We'll be back again with you tomorrow morning right here at 9 o'clock on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
You're listening to